The Gemara says on the top of Dalam Aleph, how do we know they didn't have a Seidach Elois to say? What's the Makkah that an Seidach Elois to say? We learn it out from Kalayim B'tzitzis. It says, Osoba Shanas Gedilim Tasa Lecha, that the Torah is Masmech, the Lav of Kalayim, to the Asay of Tzitzis. And we learn out from here, as Rashi explains, Dashin and Smuchim, Misharin and Kalayim B'tzitzis, Alma Asi Asay V'dach Elois to say. So actually, the limit is that from the fact that the Torah wrote the Mitzvah of Tzitzis next to the Lav of Kalayim is teaching us a lot of where. When you're being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're allowed to have kelaim in your tzitzis. And why is that? Because the asay of tzitzis is daicha the lav of kelaim. And from here we can learn out to call it darkula, the concept that asay is daicha a lois asay. Now the Acharim ask a very shtaker kashuv here. This is asked by the Chuvas Bris Avram and the Chassam Sefer and his Chuvas in Yeradeya. They ask like this: L'chay, there is no raya from here that asay is daicha lois asay. Even if we say that you're allowed to wear kelaim tzitzis, there's no raya from here that asay is daicha lois asay, because maybe the reason why I could have kelaim tzitzis is because of the cloud mitzvah lav hanesin. And we have a cloud, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah lav hanesin, which means that the hana that you get from doing a mitzvah, according in the eyes of the Torah, is not considered a hana. You're not chayiv for the hana that you get from doing a mitzvah. And according to the Rashba and many other Rishonim, that's even if you're getting hana saguf, even if you're getting a physical pleasure from the mitzvah, but from the iser, but being that you're doing a mitzvah, being that hana is coming from a mitzvah, that's not considered a hana, and you're not chayiv for the hana that comes from a mitzvah. So therefore they ask that maybe la'olam asay is not tachila to say, but the reason why kelaim tzitzis is mutter is because the Gemara says in the Mabay is that kelaim is only aser if it's a levisha d'isbe hana. It has to be a levisha that has hana. You have to be nana from the levisha. If you do a levisha that you're not nana from, that you don't have any hana, there's no iser kelaim. So being that you're wearing tzitzis, which is a kiyum mitzvah, so that hana that you're getting from the levisha is not considered a hana in the eyes of the Torah. So it's not a levisha d'isbe hana. It's a levisha minus the hana. Levisha minus the hana, there's no chiyuv kelaim. So maybe that's why you can wear kelaim tzitzis, because the mitzvah makes it that there's no hana, and therefore I'm not being nana from the kelaim. But there's no raya from here that an asay is daicha lois asay, because over here there's no lois asay at all. There is no lav, because once you're doing a mitzvah v'henetzin, the hana goes away, and there's no iser to begin with. So how can the Gemara learn out from here to all over this concept of asay daicha lois asay? L'chay, there is no lois asay here at all. And I was thinking that you could answer this alpi a chakira that the Acharonim have in this din of kelaim of levisha disbe hana, and the Beis Halevi really says this a very similar teretz in Siman Aleph. I say, but maybe you could say like this. So the Achanim clear Shaila like this. What's the Pshat in this din that Kalayim is only Chayiv if it's Levisha Disbe Hana? You have to do a Levisha that has Hana. Is it the Pshat that really the site of this or Kalayim is Hana? Don't be Nene from Kalayim. But the type of Hana which the Torah asked is Dafka the Hana of Levisha. If you get Hana in some other way, that's not going to be, you won't be Chayiv. Don't be Nene from the Kalayim through Levisha. But what is the site of this? What is Dikr the Isser? Dikr the Isser is the Hana that you get from the Kalayim. Or maybe the pshat is the opposite. Maybe really the iser of kelaim is levisha. Don't be levish kelaim. But what constitutes a levisha? How you magde levisha? What is the definition of levisha? What is considered a levisha? It's a levisha d'isbe hana. A levisha is something that you get hana from. If you're doing a levisha but you're not getting hana from it, then that's not considered a levisha. If you didn't do a levisha, you're not chayim mishum kelaim. So the first tzad is that the iser is to be nana, but you only chayim if you're nana through levisha. The second tzad is that the iser is really a maisa levisha. But a Maisa Levisha is only considered a Maisa Levisha if you are nana from that Maisa Levisha. Now, if you learn like the second tzad, I think you can answer this kasha of the Acharonim. Because it comes out that really, when you wear kelaim betzitzis, you got hana. Of course you got hana. Physically, you're a nana. But Narvas, the Torah says that you can't be chayiv on that hana. I can be mechayiv on that hana because mitzvah zav hanesinu. But over here, I don't need to be chayiv for that hana. It's not the pshat that the isser of kelaim is don't be nana. The isser is don't do a levisha. We just need to define, was there a levisha here or not? So how do you determine if it's a levisha or not? If you got hana, it's a levisha. If you didn't get hana, then it's not a levisha. So physically speaking, you got hana, that's considered a levisha. You're not going to be chayiv for the hana. We're not being mechayiv for the hana. We're being mechayiv for the levisha. It is a levisha, and therefore there's a lot of kelaim over here, and therefore we could talk and learn out from here that asay is the chalas asay. But if the pshat would be the other way, that this is don't be nana, can't be nana from kelaim through a levisha, so then if you're doing a mitzvah, it's not considered hana, then I won't be chayiv for the levisha kelaim because I didn't get any hana. But if the pshat is really this is levisha, don't do a levisha, what defines a levisha? What is a levisha? A levisha is something that you're nana from it. So lamaisa, there is hana happening over here, even though Mrs. Lam Henderson knew, and therefore there is a lav of kelaim. So if we find that I could wear the tzitzis, even though there's a lav of kelaim, that is a clear raya that I said the chalaisa say that could be a teretz of the kasha the achrenim. There are other teretzim to be said over here. If anyone has another smart answer to this kasha, I would love to hear.